Welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 226, Watch OS 10, a milestone update for Apple Watch, brings new features. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, coming to you from the Sea Level Mountain community of Anchorage, Alaska, amongst the scenic backdrop of the snow-capped Chugach Mountains. In this podcast, you will learn about the news from Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally, and we will do that in mere minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. Today's podcast includes the previews and new features coming to Watch OS 10 this fall and earlier for those enthusiasts who want to sign up for the beta versions. Features like redesigned apps, a new smart stack, additional watch faces, new cycling and hiking features, and tools to support mental health. All coming up in 10 minutes. Let's go to the show. Watch OS 10 will be bringing Apple Watch users a fresh approach to quickly view information with redesigned apps, a new smart stack to show relevant widgets right when they're needed, and delightful new watch faces. There are new power meters, speed sensors, and cadence sensors arriving for cyclists, while new compass waypoints and maps capabilities further help hikers. The Mindfulness app offers additional tools to support mental health. All of these will be available as a free software update this fall and next month for the beta version. This is the Apple Watch Series 4 or later, paired with iPhone 10 or later, running iOS 17. I have put screenshots of these new features on the Mac Minutes podcast website, located at macminutes.blubrry.net. Apple's Vice President of Technology, Kevin Lynch, said, quote, "Watch OS is the world's most advanced wearing operating system, and it has redefined how people all over the world think of what a watch can do. Watch OS 10 is a major milestone and an energizing new approach for Apple Watch, introducing a fresh new design for quickly viewing information, delightful new watch faces, new features for cyclists and hikers, and important tools for health," he finished. We'll talk about these new features and delve deeper in future podcasts, starting with a new design language and navigation. With Watch OS 10, redesigned apps provide more information at a glance, and there are new ways to navigate and quickly access content. Apple has redesigned the interface, allowing users to experience Apple Watch with many new features we've grown to use and be more productive on the iPhone. The update gives users the information that matters most to them at a glance, simplified navigation, and a new visual language that takes full advantage of the Apple Watch display. Apple is introducing the Smart Stack, offering quick access to proactive and relevant information right from the watch face. Apple Watch apps like Weather, Stocks, Home, Maps, Messages, World Clock, and others now utilize more of the Apple Watch display for more glanceable information. A new smart stack contains widgets that display timely information that adapts to the user's context and can be revealed with a simple turn of the digital crown from any watch face. For example, at the beginning of the day, weather will show the forecast, or when traveling, the smart stack will show boarding passes from wallet. Calendar and reminders will reshuffle to the top to display upcoming meetings or tasks. And apps that are running, such as podcasts, will also move up so they are readily available. Smart Stack also enables users to enjoy a beautiful watch face, like portraits, while still offering a way to quickly access information they care about. Control Center is now accessible using the side button, making it easy to quickly open it at any time, over any app. A double click of the digital crown reverts back to any apps used recently. Our next new feature we will talk about are new watch faces. Watch OS 10 introduces two artistic and joyful watch faces, Palette and Snoopy. The Palette face depicts time in a wide variety of colors using three distinct overlapping layers, and as the time changes, the colors on the display also shift. Additionally, the beloved comic strip Peanuts comes to life on Apple Watch with a new watch face featuring Snoopy and Woodstock. The characters interact and play with the watch hands, react to the weather conditions in the area, or even get active when the user does a workout. Let's talk about another new fitness feature, cycling. I know from experience, Apple Watch is a great device for cyclists, with features including automatic workout reminders, calorimetry for e-biking, and fall detection. Watch OS 10 takes this popular activity even further with advanced new metrics, views, and experiences. When a cycling workout is started with Apple Watch in Watch OS 10, it will automatically show up as a live activity on iPhone, and when tapped, will utilize the full screen. Workout views such as heart rate zones, elevation, race route, custom workouts, and a new cycling speed view have been optimized for the display of iPhone, which can be mounted to a bike for a convenient, easy viewing during a ride. Apple Watch can now automatically connect to Bluetooth-enabled cycling accessories, such as power meters, speed sensors, and cadence sensors. This enables brand new metrics, including cycling power, watts, cadence, and additional workout views, including power zones. Bluetooth connection is supported for indoor and outdoor cycling workouts, as well as gym kit. New algorithms combining sensor data from Apple Watch and connecting power meters can estimate functional threshold power, the highest level of cycling intensity that a rider could theoretically maintain for an hour. Using FTP, Apple Watch calculates personalized power zones, used to easily see the current zone and track how long is spent in each, which is an effective and popular way of improving performance. Another new fitness feature is for hiking. The Compass app on Apple Watch is a helpful tool for exploring the great outdoors. With Watch OS 10, Compass automatically generates two new waypoints. The first is a last cellular connection waypoint, which will estimate the last place with cellular reception, which may be useful for checking messages or making a call. In case of emergencies, a last emergency call waypoint will estimate where on the route their device had the last connection to any available carrier's network so that an emergency call can be made. The second is when preparing routes, a new elevation view uses altimeter data, offering a three-dimensional view of saved waypoints. And starting in the U.S., Apple Maps displays a new topographical map featuring contour lines, hill shading, elevation details, and points of interest. Users can also search for nearby trails and trailheads with place cards that include detailed information like trail length, type, and difficulty. Let's move on to some new health features for Watch OS 10. Mental health is as important as physical health, and research shows that reflecting on state of mind can help build emotional awareness and resilience. With a mindfulness app in Watch OS 10, users can discreetly and conveniently log their momentary emotions and daily moods. Users can turn the digital crown to scroll through engaging, multidimensional shapes to choose how they are feeling, select what is having the biggest impact on them, and describe their feelings. In the Health app in iOS 17 and iPad OS 17, users can see valuable insight to identify what might be contributing to their state of mind, whether it's associations or lifestyle factors like sleep or exercise. Our next new Watch OS 10 feature is Name Drop. Name Drop allows users to easily share contact information by bringing Apple Watch close to someone else's iPhone. Apple Watch users can also use Name Drop by tapping the Share button in My Card in the Contacts app, or by tapping the My Card Watch Face complication, and then bringing Apple Watch face-to-face with someone else's Apple Watch. We have a few more features left to highlight. Offline Maps on iPhone provides access to turn-by-turn navigation, estimated time of arrival, places in maps, and more while away from Wi-Fi or cellular services. These features can also be used on a paired Apple Watch that is in range of a companion iPhone. Users can now initiate playback of a FaceTime video message and view it directly on Apple Watch. Additionally, group FaceTime audio is now supported on Apple Watch. The Medications app can send follow-up reminders if a medication hasn't been logged within 30 minutes after the scheduled time. And next is Apple Fitness Plus introduces custom plans, a new way to receive a custom workout or meditation schedule based on a day, duration, or workout type. Also in Fitness Plus, Stacks also allows users to select multiple workouts and meditations to do seamlessly back-to-back. And Audio Focus gives users the ability to prioritize the volume of the music on the trainer's voices. We are just scratching the surface with these new features. Each of these features is a separate podcast, so we have much more to cover in the weeks ahead. The Mac Minutes podcast will continue covering the developments as they happen on our podcast and social media, including Twitter and Facebook. If you have a question about today's episode, email me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com. If you are listening to the podcast on iTunes, please leave us a review. Our Mac Minutes host webpage is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. And we have a podcast website at macminutespodcast.com. As I said, the Mac Minutes is on social media, including Twitter and Facebook, and offer a special invitation to join the Mac Minutes podcast group, available on Facebook for free. You can provide input, take part in discussion about special events like the upcoming new operating systems, discuss devices, provide ideas for future podcasts, or just read what other knowledgeable tech journalists are writing about. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Overcast, Chartable, Podchaser, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Spotify, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. We'll talk to you again next week on the Mac Minutes podcast for more Apple news. Thank you again for listening on the Blueberry Podcasting Network.